Time now on our pregame show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Looking back at the film, Brent, what were some areas of the game that you played better than maybe you thought you might going into the game?
I think the first thing on defensive side was we tackled really well. You don't do a lot of tackling anymore, even though we're here for almost a month during camp. We're just terrified of getting guys hurt with the physicality. So it was good to see that, especially on the defensive side. And then on the offensive side, I thought for the most part we ran the ball extremely efficiently, and we weren't sure what we had for sure up front. You know, the two sophomores played really well, maybe played as well as the other guys, so that was good to see. So those were the two areas that probably stuck out the most.
Where do you still want to improve?
We certainly got to improve on just penalties. I mean, that was something that was frustrating. So we had the two face masks, which kids go hard and you get high, and he slipped off and, you know, got the face mask calls, which were personal fouls. But we had a late hit out of bounds. If you alleviate or take those three away, that would have been, you know, better. And then, you know, the officials admitted they botched the jumping call, so I feel better about what we were teaching our guys. So those big 15-yard penalties we got to take care of. And then, you know, if you wouldn't have those four, you're going to have six penalties every game. It doesn't matter. However we do it in this league, we're going to have six, and they're going to find a way to call two holding calls. That's the way it works, and we're going to have a procedure call here and there. And so we can handle the penalties when we're going hard and trying to make plays, but we just can't shoot ourselves in the foot.
If you can run for more yards than you pass every week, do you like your chances?
I sure do. I mean, that's a good method to win a lot of football games when you can do that. So I thought Brandon Ault did play a pretty good game for a first time starter. Really good, actually. If you wouldn't have had a couple drops, you'd have probably been more like, you know, 13, 14 for 20, which any quarterback would take. So his, you know, three touchdowns, no interceptions, even though he got away with one. But for him, that was pretty darn good, too.
I'm not sure how many of your fans knew much about Landon Jones prior to the game last week, but they sure do now. Aside from the hair and how fast he is, what makes him a good player?
He's very competitive. He very, very uncharacteristic of a kid being able to come in and own the room. He's a senior, transferred in, and right off the get-go, he's kind of been a leader. He's pretty physical, outspoken about the way he expects the kids to play behind him, which is good. You would think Jake Anderson would be that guy. He is a little bit, but, you know, it's just Landon's very much more outspoken in his last year, too. So it was nice to add some leadership in there. And yeah, he's certainly fast, and he looks a little different, but he's a great kid and a very, very good addition to the team.
With as many new faces as you have on your coaching staff, how would you grade out the communication from press box to sidelines to on the field?
You know, I think the only issue is me, because I was probably talking with some officials at times, and not always a negative way either. It's kind of just fun. They're a good crew, Pete's crew. So there's a couple times when they were flipping over back and forth, and I had my stuff muted where I wasn't paying attention. But for the most part, it was pretty good. I was really nervous about that going into the game, and it seemed like the offensive group didn't have any communication issues at all, especially with having Ryan on the field. And Rich and Jamie were able to work well together along with Coach Kane, so it all worked out pretty good.
Special teams can go unnoticed until something bad happens. How'd you grade out your special teams play overall?
Isaac Andrew had a good game. I wish we'd have probably let him try to bang that 55-yarder at one point in the fourth quarter. With the win, he could have made it very easily. He was kicking 60-plus yarders in pregame. Actually, he looked at me when he kicked like a 65. He's like, I'm good. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to let you do it, but we could have. But for again, we had a new long snapper. You take that for granted with Nico Daniello graduating. So Nico Boyle did a pretty darn good job firing it back there. Didn't have any, you know, issues with high or low snaps. And then we were able to, you know, punt the ball pretty effectively. Didn't have any major issues with rush. So for the first game, we'll take it.
It seems like a lot of teams are doing some funky things with formations on punts now. You got such wide splits. You got your long snapper on the end of the line. Is that kind of the new normal?
It seems to be, which I don't care for, to be honest with you, because it's just, number one, you have to spend so much time preparing for it. And that's what everybody's doing, is going, oh, we're going to give you all these funky formations, and then we'll still do the exact same count. We'll do the exact same thing. So, but you learn your lesson. I mean, I was sitting around watching, you know, we had the day off on Saturday, so watched Iowa, and, you know, being from Iowa, and their first punt got blocked. I was like, almost kind of barfed in my mouth a little bit. I'm like, oh, man. But they did some weird formations, too, where they were a little bit unsound and a guy missed their assignment. So for our special teams, and again, with our punt, we do some abnormal stuff, I would say, too, with some splits and do things. So everything went well. And Coach Keene, you know, we promoted him to special teams corner in the offseason when Robbie left. So it was a good test for him because Northern does a lot of different looks. So I was happy for Coach Keene to get some big returns out of Gunner. And, you know, that kid's just
fearless.
Yes, he's something. And so that, and he had nice, you know, didn't get a lot of opportunities for kickoff returns, which is also good. But protection held up, and pretty happy for the first week.
More with Coach Bolte when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part two with Coach Brent Bolte. You had pretty balanced tackle numbers throughout your defense. Gunner obviously is going to lead you in tackles almost every week. That's a given. But what about Gabe Ames, your second leading tackler?
Gabe is a special player. I mean, if you've watched that kid evolve from a redshirt freshman last year, he really took over that role probably in week three. JJ or Jordan Johnson, who had started the previous couple of years, was dinged up, and Gabe never really looked back. I think the term bursty is he's just so twitchy. He has such sudden movements is what makes him really difficult to prepare for. So Gabe is going to be a fixture of our defense for years to come. So he's as good as a player that we have out there.
He had a lot of freshman playing. You mentioned Yakub Muhammad in the coach's show last week. Is it easier to play as a freshman on offense or defense?
I think in modern football now, it's probably offense because you can just spread a guy out and just go run around, you know, and just let athletes be athletes. You see that a lot now in major college football where, like, a true freshman can start at, you know, running back and receivers a little bit more nowadays, it seems like. And especially, I think, in the secondary, you can get away with it on defense too. But when you're asking kids to start on the O-line, like last night, Virginia Tech had a true freshman left tackle. I was like, how? You know, of course, he's 6'6", 300 pounds. That's how. But it's certainly difficult to play as a true freshman. And we had, I think, four that played for us last weekend. And then including the redshirt freshmen that have been here for a year waiting their turn. It was a lot of new faces and names, that's for sure.
What did you see on tape from Craig's offense against St. Cloud?
You know, just what you think about Craig. He had a lot of, you know, different sets, and he had little wrinkles off everything, similar to what he ran here. But they were better than I probably gave him credit for going into the year. They've done a really nice job developing an offensive line, which, you know, going from a triple option, four-point stance, I thought they wouldn't be that far along, but he's done a really nice job there. They've got some skilled kids, and I think their quarterback, honestly, is really good. I think he'll be in the top two or three in our conference in terms of stats when Craig gets stuff done with him. And so they just didn't get into rhythm, but they really had the game won. They were up 13-7. They run like a gate. I don't know if you saw how it ended, but they ran gate, and they threw it the bubble on gate for a two-point play, and they had four dudes to St. Cloud's one. He caught the bubble. None of the three guys up front blocked, and the kid tackled him. And then St. Cloud went down and scored towards the end of the game, kicked the extra point, so that's how they ended up winning. But I thought they were inventive, and the same, you know, headaches that I saw here were evident on film. So we'll have our hands full. He's doing a good job. I think they're ahead of the curve where they maybe thought they would be.
What do they do well on defense?
Well, Brett's just a good, or Link is a good coordinator. They're going to disguise well. I was really, honestly surprised they were able to hold St. Cloud down to nearly 14 points. Not necessarily because they, you know, I knew they'd be well coached, but just that quickly, you kind of figured they'd be pretty good on defense. But for the first game, I was really impressed with what they were able to do, and he's got the kids playing extremely hard. They disguise their coverages really well, which would be a challenge for Alt this week. So, and they just negated the run game of St. Cloud, which St. Cloud was really trying to do. And then at the end of the game, obviously they had the pass. But I thought it well ahead of the curve for you, Mary, and they're going to be a tough out on the road this week.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.